Okay, I'm told we're on. Good, okay. All right. That's what we do now to make sure we're on YouTube. So welcome, everybody. Manuel, we're here on Channel 2600. Kyle?
Hi.
Out in Skype land, we have Rob and Gila and Alex. You all make it? You got to say something. Oh, wait. My fault. Buttons were pressed. Okay, say that again. I'm sorry.
Something.
Hello.
All right, good. So here we are, overtime. There won't be an overtime next week because we're taking phone calls on WBAI. And if you call tonight on overtime, please don't call next week on BAI so that we have some variety of listeners and things like that. But you can call now. 802-321-4225 is our telephone number. We'd love to hear from you. And tell us what you've been up to, your thoughts, feelings on technology or the hacker world or anything else on your mind. 802-321-HACK is our telephone number. And you're going to share that joke with us, Gila?
I am. First of all, to begin by saying welcome to the 28 people we have with us right now. Welcome. We're glad you're here. And despite the fact that the chat did kick off a little bit before we officially opened it, that's okay. I'm not angry, but we did just have someone in the chat share the following message. Alex, you're muted.
That was the message?
Yes, they wrote that in the chat. So that was, I just wanted to
pass that along.
That's very
funny. Wait,
what was the message?
The obligatory, Alex, you're muted.
Oh.
And that is why I started laughing.
How would they know he was muted? They can't see him.
Because
you muted everybody, I guess, by accident.
Ah, okay.
So he was assuming it was some kind of screw-up on my part, which it usually is.
Yeah, okay. So no, we assume it's your fault usually, so yeah, that does track. But right now,
ironically, though, this was the one episode, I think, in God knows how long, that I had zero.
Oh, Alex, you're muted.
Very funny.
Good evening.
Very funny.
You're on Off the Hook Overtime. Go ahead.
Hey, guys. Hi. How are you?
Good. How are you? Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Queens.
Queens, the wonderful borough of Queens. What's on your mind?
Yes. I'm the guy with the guide dog. Emmanuel?
Oh, yeah. Right. From Hope. Yes, remember you.
Right, but I got a bone to pick with you.
You know, you always say that when you call in, that you have a bone to pick with us. We have a lot of bones, so pick away.
Okay. Number one, you say you're against, Facebook having no moderation, and you say there's got to be fact checkers. Let's go back to the 1970s. How would you guys like it if someone, when you have the phone company, say, oh, you can't say that. You can't tell people about 2600. You can't tell them how to build an oscillator. I think free speech is the best thing. It's up to each individual person to decide if they like or they don't like what they hear, and it's up to each individual person to decide what the truth is.
Why
should you be to say...
Well, I'm not saying I should be the one. I'm saying people who have knowledge and facts and access to this. I mean, why have newspapers? Why have journalists? Why have anybody that knows what they're talking about? Sorry?
You should have journalists, and they should tell you what they think. Let's put it to you this way. How about if I said, I'm a fact checker, and I don't like what you say about Israel... And I could say, well, let's stop him from saying that because that's not right.
Well, my understanding of the fact checkers, and someone correct me if I'm wrong, they didn't decide policy. They just presented, is this backed up by evidence or not? And it was up to somebody else up in Facebook to decide if there was any action. But now what we're going to have is we're not going to have anybody checking anything, just people weighing in with their opinions, which is great. You know, I like to hear opinions, but, you know, you have to have facts as well and evidence and things like that, and it just seems like...
Wait a minute, how do you know that the people with the facts are correct? How do I know what you're saying is correct? How you find out is through the marketplace of ideas. You and I go at it, and it's up to the audience to say, you know what? I am correct or Manuel's correct.
No, okay. No, facts are not decided by popular vote. That's not how facts work. That's the problem. You're doing a better job identifying the problem than I am. you can't vote for facts.
No, but hold on. But yes, but who determines the facts? Okay, who determines? Yes, there are certain facts. let's put it to you this way. If I say to you that if we do X, we won't have inflation. We do Y, we will have inflation. How do you determine facts? Okay, how about if we talk about COVID? When you had people saying, no, you can't say that because that's not true, when they talked about the lab leak. Or if I say, you know what, I think it's better not to take a vaccine, okay?
Okay, you're picking politically charged issues that we're just going to go around circles forever on. Let's pick something a little bit more simple so we can, you know, both look at this objectively. You know, Flat Earth Society. Have you ever talked to Flat Earth people who are convinced the Earth is flat? Have you ever tried to convince them that it's not? It's impossible because they'll just say, well, that's your opinion and you can't prove it. How do you prove the Earth is round to somebody? Has anybody ever tried to do that? It's not easy.
Listen, if they want to believe that, that's fine. But if I say to you the Earth is round, prove it to me. Sure, you can prove it. You can take a satellite. You can prove it by...
I don't believe that satellite is up in space. You can't prove to me the satellite is really there.
I can prove that as an engineer that the planet is round because, you know, radio waves at higher frequencies go line of sight, so they go out into space. So if the planet was flat, I'd be able to go from New York to California on 99.5 megahertz, but it doesn't. It goes 100 miles or whatever the line of sight is.
Well, that's your opinion. That's your opinion. Now, Rob has another opinion. Go ahead, Rob.
Well, opinions are at the heart of what's going on because an important addendum to the story about Facebook getting rid of its content moderators is they also quietly changed a number of clauses in their content, in their hate speech policy. This was noticed by The Independent. And in particular, they removed a clause saying you cannot compare women to household objects or property. They removed a clause on claiming there is no such thing as a trans or a gay person. There are new clauses.
Wait, those were necessary? They had to put those in to start? You can't compare a woman to an object and trans people exist? That was their bar? Oh, my God. Okay.
It keeps getting better. There were also clauses added into the policy to explicitly allow common anti-trans arguments, such as advocating for trans people to be banned from public bathrooms, school sports, certain jobs. The same section previously said that users couldn't call protected groups freaks or abnormal. This is the sort of shift in Facebook's moderation that we're seeing. Not only are they not getting people to, are they not having the people review behavior like this on the platform anymore, but they have specifically changed the rules to allow terrible things.
Any thoughts, caller?
Well, the only thing I can say is this. Facebook isn't purpose. I don't use Facebook that much. Do I have a webpage? Absolutely. But do I listen to it all? No. It's up to each individual person to make the decision. I can have a very strong argument with you, Manuel, about Israel, which I could say, you know what, because you are, you feel Israel did wrong, and I don't think they did wrong, because Israel didn't go and kill all these people on October 7th, and they have a right to defend themselves, okay?
Do you believe Palestinians have the right to defend themselves?
Yes, they do, but they don't have a right to kill people, and they don't have a right...
How do you do that? Hold on.
And they don't have a right to put their military equipment, their arms, underneath hospitals and all that stuff. So they're both violating. What should Israel do? Say, okay, we're going to be sitting ducks. And you know what? I can carry it. Just because you have that opinion doesn't mean... I could say, you know what, I don't like what you're saying. I'm not going to come to any more hope conventions, but I wouldn't do that. You have a right to your opinion. I don't like it, and I don't know if... And basically, as far as it comes to WBAI, I don't support WBAI. Do I think one or two shows are okay on it? Fine, but they're mainly a very left-wing type radio station.
Well, it's interesting because, the left-wing radio stations tend to have conversations where people debate and disagree, and free speech lives, and I would think you'd support that.
Well, they have a right to do that, and I have a right not to support it, but guess what? If somebody else wants to pay for it, that's their business. But I do say they have a legal right to say anything they want to on the air, and the FCC and the government can't stop it.
That's not true. They can't say certain things, and the FCC will stop it.
They can't curse, and they can't call for, calling for murder of certain people. But other than that, they have a right to say whatever they want to say. Most of what they say on BAI, I'm not a big fan of. But that's their privilege.
Mm-hmm.
And the people who want to write checks and support BAI, they have that right. And as far as Facebook, if you don't like what Facebook is saying, don't go on Facebook. Close out your account. And if you want to have an antibody, an antibiotic to what you don't like, then fight for what you believe in. Go on Facebook and say, this is not right. That's what every person should do. If you don't like what they're saying, if you don't like that they're right-wing or they support Trump, then you have a right to go on and say, I don't support Trump. This guy is bad. That is your God-given right as a free person.
Yeah, I don't think anybody was being disciplined or kicked off for supporting Trump or for saying things that are, in disagreement with other people. They were talking about, things like what Rob was outlining before, and things that are pretty much over the line for most free thinking people. Now it's just going to be something that, I don't know, I think it's going to lower the bar quite a bit. I don't use Facebook, so I don't really know how low the bar is already. So it doesn't really affect me that much, but it's an interesting trend. You have to ask yourself, why now? Why is it happening right now? And is Zuckerberg going down the same path that Elon Musk did? Alex, I'd like to hear your thoughts on this.
I pretty much gave my thoughts almost entirely during the initial show, but I think it's currying favor. It's kowtowing, in my opinion. I think it's hopeful that there might be more engagement on the platform for doing this, but I really see it as very much a trend of not only just these big tech platforms, but also the media too, which is really quite scary, of trying to get close and curry favor and be on what they perceive to be as the right side of the Trump administration so that they don't attract any undue attention or the unnecessary ire of Trump. I mean, nobody wants to be on the receiving end of some kind of vitriol from Trump, or what if he tweets about them or something? I mean, it's because it's very clear that the Trump administration has made claims that they are going to weaponize the Justice Department and go after the media and go after their critics. And so they want to be on the right side here. And strangely enough, the markets seem to reflect that currying favor may be the right thing to do. I mean, you can't the right thing to do financially. I'm not saying it's the right thing to do morally whatsoever. I think this is extraordinarily dangerous to do this type of thing, especially in the face of so much evidence that without fact checkers, these platforms devolve into dangerous places that can spill over into physical violence. I think removing 40,000 fact checkers from Facebook will result in the loss of life at some point. That's a sad, crazy fact.
Caller, we'll give you the last word on this.
Okay. First of all, most of the media is not on Trump's side. Most of the media is liberal. And if you want to talk about which side is weaponizing the Justice Department, look at what Joe Biden's administration did with the Justice Department. And you know something? What's so funny? If the Democrats and all of these people would have left Trump alone, he probably would not be president today. You know what? They by weaponizing and going after him with all of this legal stuff is why he's president. I can almost guarantee you if they would have left him alone and let him say whatever he wanted to, he probably would not have been elected president.
Well, interesting theory, and we'll chew on that.
Okay, guys, have a great evening.
All right, you take care. All right, I said I'd give him the last word, but that doesn't mean we can't continue talking about this. It's... It's basically, if you're going to say that Biden's Justice Department was weaponized and coordinated, well, they went about it in a rather funny way. And it wasn't about letting Trump say whatever he wanted. It was about letting Trump steal votes, lead an insurrection, hide classified material, sexually abuse people. That's not speech. That's definitely not speech. And the prosecutions came from a variety of places. And I just don't see the evidence that it was all coordinated. I really don't see that. Whereas Trump now is saying, yeah, I'm going to coordinate it. I'm going to go after these people who say all kinds of things. He sued a newspaper for printing a poll that showed him trailing Kamala Harris. He is suing them and the poll takers for this. You can't make this up. So I just don't think it's, the same situations we're talking about here. All right, our phone number, 802-321-4225. Any thoughts from you guys on any of that?
Yeah, I think the place of the media in Trump's election, both of them, is subject to be analyzed by academics for generations hence, assuming we keep having them. But the truth of the matter, I think, is that had the media not had this love for hanging on everything he did because it was so bizarre and so, trollish and so spectacular and got in the views and the clicks and the everything, had they just like left the weird little guy alone, he would never have been elected. It's the fact that he was platformed by pretty much every media outlet out there that got his message across and that reached the people sympathetic to it, and that's how you get elected.
Exactly. And the preemptive compliance is it's a distressing and frightening thing to see. One thing we were talking about this morning was, could you imagine if they just if they built him a little briefing room just filled with cardboard cutouts and he could go give press conferences all day long and no one would know? Let him be imaginary president.
Yeah, that's next level stuff there. I'd love to see something like that done, but I don't hold out hope that we're ever going to achieve that. But, you guys are saying something similar to what the caller said. You're saying that, because we didn't leave him alone and because we paid attention to what he said and did, that's why he gained power. You're saying it was the press paying attention to him. He was saying it's because of all the lawyers and judges and prosecutors that were paying attention to what he was doing. Had we not done that, then he wouldn't have had the power. So it's interesting. Do you just ignore somebody who is basically causing all kinds of issues and hope they go away? It doesn't seem like the smartest move to just, cross your fingers and hope that you can ignore them into oblivion. I'm not sure he would have gone away. I'm not sure he wouldn't have still had the same amount. And it's because of what we're talking about tonight. It's because of things like, Facebook being the great equalizer where everybody's voice matters equally. Okay, that's great, except when you have a whole lot of people who are misinformed and nobody is correcting them, and they continue to believe that something is happening that is not happening. I mean, you can't say that's not a threat. That's happened many, many times over the course of history.
That's like info zombie apocalypse.
Mm-hmm.
Straight up.
Yeah, yeah.
People with bad data running around like zombies.
I feel like I'm running around like a zombie, but whatever. There are definitely zombies in the mix.
We have a phone call.
We have a phone call. Good evening. You're on Off the Hook Overtime. Go ahead.
Yes, Emmanuel. I just got into San Diego.
Oh, boy. We were wondering where you were. Okay. Well, thanks for calling.
Well, I was in Seattle. I visited the Telephone Museum.
You went to the Telephone Museum. Isn't that an awesome place?
It really is, but they do not have the PSPS console, which is in storage. It's in storage, and they said the storage is off-site. So there's another place in Tacoma, which they told me about just now, that has it, that I either may go to, but now I'm hearing, I saw a video that there's a place in New Mexico that they may have. So I may either go back to Tacoma on the way home, to Seattle on the way home, or to New Mexico, so
I hear there's a nice one in Guam. Maybe you should go there. What? They have telephones in Guam, They do.
Yeah, but they don't have TFPS consoles.
Oh, you don't know that. You got to check and make sure. Guam, keep going west. Just keep going west over the ocean. You'll be there soon.
Let's see. So I'm either going to go back to Seattle or to New Mexico.
Wait a minute. You're in Southern California now that's on fire?
No, well, I'm in San Diego. Los Angeles is where they had the fires, and that's...
Not far away.
Yeah, well, I'm going to be here until next week. And then I'm either going to go back to Seattle or San Diego, or New Mexico, depending on who has the TSPS concert. Well, I know that Seattle has, but or maybe this New Mexico place has. So
once you find the TSPS console, Rebel, what will you do with it?
Well, I'm going to make a detailed video of it. It's not going to work, obviously. It's not going to work because it's not going to be hooked up to anything. But I'm going to make a detailed video of how it works, what the buttons do, and or you know how the display works and all this kind of stuff. Because there's nothing on the internet. There's only pictures, like blurry pictures of it, and pictures that are not good, and like a video that's like quick and like they don't show the details of what the buttons are and what the display is and, you know, how it works. And I'm going to show how it works, how it's connected, what the, you know, things like that.
Very cool.
Yeah, yeah.
Do it.
It's up to us to archive this stuff for history, you know, because nobody else cared enough to do it.
Right. And I was at the telephone meeting. I got a private, well, I guess it's kind of a private tour because they only open one day a week, the one in Seattle.
Mm-hmm.
And they had this kid here that didn't really know much about anything. I think I knew a little bit more than him. I mean, he actually taught me things, like the one EFS has little things that click. That you know what? That's where you hear ka-ding when you make a phone call because it has some sort of a you know mechanical thing. What else he taught?
I think you should give a guest lecture there. I really do.
I think we should all, like, open our own telephone museum, I hope, or something.
Well, you need a phone company, but once you have one of those, yeah, you're set. There is one on Long Island. There's a phone museum on Long Island, I know, I believe in Commack.
Really?
Yeah, in Commack, Suffolk County.
Yeah, but probably not as good as these.
I don't know. Maybe it's not as good, but it's something.
It's pretty cool. It does not have as many displays of the different sorts of systems that were used in the central offices, but it does have a lot of display and history and other kinds of exhibits.
They had a green phone company van. Remember when phone company vans didn't have stripes on them? They were just one color. I forgot about that.
All my time.
Yeah, well, you know, maybe it was not too far before your time. They existed into the 70s.
But I know that there was a terminal that AT&T used back in the old days. Not in the old days, in like the 80s. It's like called Telex.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if it's an AT&T terminal, but it's called Telex, and it has a model number. I'm going to look it up. It's the actual terminal that they have the phone museum in Seattle. They had an acoustic modem with 300 board hooked up to like a Linux system.
Wow, okay. That's a cool thing to do.
Yeah. Because I've seen videos and pictures of, like, I guess business office representatives using this terminal. Because I saw it, and I said, oh, I recognize that terminal. I think, you know. And I thought it said AT&T, but it said Telex on it. What else? Yeah, they had a different DMS-10 at the museum in Seattle.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, of course, old switchboards with cords and all, cord boards. But yeah, so in search of a TFPS console.
You check eBay?
What?
Have you checked eBay? They have everything.
Yes. I check eBay. Well, I'm President William Lee. I check eBay. I mean, all over the internet. It's just pictures and like various unclear pictures and, like, you know, various videos that are not...
No, I mean the actual console. Get the actual console on eBay.
Right, but it's in pairs, and I want to just see one up close, see one and sit at one and touch one, and that's what... Something that I've wanted to do since I was, like, 10 years old. I remember going to the phone company. The teacher took me on a trip specifically to the phone company because I think I requested it or something.
Well, must have, knowing you. Yeah, that's definitely what you would have requested.
And then I went to Jamaica, Queens, and they had a thing. It was the directory assistance operators. And I was so disappointed. I was like, I was expecting to see a zero operators because I saw the film that...
So wait a minute. Hold on a second. You're 10 years old. You go into the phone company, you see operators, but they're directory assistance operators, not the operator you get when you dial O, and you were disappointed.
Right, because I know I've seen that film, but... I don't know, Telezonia?
Yes, I watched that. Telezonia. That's amazing.
With the operator, when they had the operator, and I looked and saw that had the TFPS console, and I saw that, and I was like, I was expecting to see that.
Seriously, folks, if you want to see something cool, Telezonia, it's spelled the way it sounds. It's on YouTube. There's a bunch of them. It's badly acted, but it's really interesting.
But it's very, I mean, the one from the 70s, not the one from the 40s.
Well, the one from the 40s is kind of interesting, too, when you think about how long ago that was.
Right. But the one from the, but they only show the TFPS console just briefly, and they don't show, like, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But I got the idea in my mind, and I said, this is what I want to see, when I because I always used to call the operator.
Guys, let's make this a quest, all of us. Let's get together and find a TSPS console for Rebel, one that he can sit at and play with and just, you
well,
know.
Well, I'm here, and I may
we can do that. And I mean, everybody listening.
New Mexico or Seattle.
Everybody listening, too. Come on, we can all join forces and make this happen. Right? Anybody?
Yes.
Okay,
I'm
good,
either
going
to go back to Seattle on the way home or to New Mexico. It's one of the two.
Or just keep traveling until you find it. And yeah.
You're definitely in the right places, and asking around is certainly the right path forward for this project.
Maybe Canada. Canada might have it.
No, I don't know. They have a TOPS console, you know, that came after TSPS. That's the Traffic Operator Position Service,
uh-huh.
which is a terminal, a computer terminal, which is another thing I would kind of like to see, but mm-hmm. I have never seen any pictures or video of those.
Well, you know, I'll bet there is an old building someplace where operators used to be, where they never quite cleared everything out, and there's a TSPS console just sitting
there. 40 years, you think they not?
Yeah, I've seen things last a long time that don't get cleaned out. I'm sure somewhere there's a building that they just lost track of or just don't care about. Or maybe there's something where they just have it, you know, enshrined in the corner someplace, and they still use the building for other things.
That's true.
If you find the location where operators were in every major city or town, if you can get all those addresses and just meticulously go through every one of them, I'll bet you'll find a building that still has one.
You're going to go in and say, ask where the TFP is. They're not going to come. The people that were working in now are not
going to know,
what
it is. They'll say the big machine that nobody knows what it is. Then, you know, do it that way, and you might find something. Look, it's a shot in the dark.
I mean, I don't know. How big is it? How heavy is it? Because remember, there's two people that sit at these things. It's not a single thing. It's a two-position unit. You know what I mean? You know what I mean, right?
Yeah, you need two keys to turn it. Otherwise, the guy shoots you in the head, right? I'm thinking nuclear missiles. I always mix them up. This is for phone calls, right?
Yeah, for phone calls.
Okay.
So, yeah, there's two people, and you have Keith, and you have an LED display, which is a Nixie tube display, which another thing I did in Seattle, which saw a working Nixie tube, might I add. And we videotaped that.
Mm-hmm.
Recorded that.
Yeah, yeah. Well, you know, check around on YouTube also. I'm promoting YouTube a lot, considering how much I trash them. But check for TSPS videos. I'll bet there's something out there that's not that bad.
Oh, yeah. There is TSPS video. I looked at them all. Like, they're not ones. I mean, they give you the idea, but they don't give you, like, what did this display actually display? Or what do these buttons mean? Or how did the, you know, those little slots that they, what did the tickets look like?
Mm-hmm.
What did that little foot card thing that they have on the side? What is that? What does that say? What is the little thing on the desk part? What is, there's like, I guess, I don't know if it's those are area codes. Or what did that say? You know, things like that.
Yeah. Stay curious to answer those questions, because those are really, really good questions and details that you'll need when you're installing it in your house.
Yeah.
What would you... I guess you'd need a 1ESS to hook it up to. You can't just plug it in. The other thing you want to know, how does it plug in? How does it... Is it networked? Is it just hooked up like a computer? Is it hooked up like, you know?
Yeah, I just looked up online TSPS console tutorial, and I got something called a TrueSight presentation server in parentheses TSPS console. So it's something else entirely. They just took on the name.
Yeah.
Wow.
Long
snowing there?
That's sad. I'm sorry?
Is it snowing there?
I have no idea. We're deep underground, so we haven't looked outside in a while.
How cold is it there?
It's really cold. It's cold here in New York. And well, I like it that way. It's winter. It should be cold.
Well, it's winter in California. It's warm.
No, it's not winter. You have fire out there. That's don't get me started.
It's hell on earth.
It's wrong on so many levels.
Like, why in January is there fire? Don't fires happen in the summer?
Yeah, welcome to climate change, Rebel. They happen all the time now. The Santa Ana winds, they help fuel this. And
there's no water.
The drought has been going on forever. And it's awful. It's really awful. By the way, I recommend people go to KTLA.com and watch the live feed of the TV channel KTLA, because it is something. It's something you will never forget. And it's going on 24 hours a day now, just in neighborhoods that are burning, and talking to the people, and you just get a sense of the tragedy of it all.
Yeah, I saw the large animal evacuation footage. That was interesting.
Wow, what was that about?
Corralling a whole bunch of horses at a fairgrounds, I think, or some kind of...
Elephants? Any elephants?
I didn't see any elephants. I was looking for other kinds of large animals, but all of those kinds of considerations have to be made. Kind of reminds you of the devastation in Australia, I think it was.
And Hawaii? Ago. Don't remember that. Was that last year or was that 2 years ago?
Yeah. I think that was 2 years.
Wow. Okay. Well, that got a little dark, but it's happening right now. And our thoughts go out to our listeners who are affected by this. And I know a lot of people are affected by this. Even if you just know somebody out there, you're affected by it. So anyway, Rebel, continue to have fun out there in California, or start to have fun either way. And I hope you find your TSPS console and don't give up.
Hey.
And we'll see you at Hope later this year. Oh, yeah, I should point out, we will be opening up ticket sales to this year's Hope 16. And we'll be doing that a week from tomorrow on the 16th. Hey, look what happened there. It's going to be on the 16th. And then we will start organizing that conference for real. And if you want to give a talk, maybe about TSPS consoles or some other part of the hacker world, we are very open to whatever you have to say and present. And we'll be putting all that information up as well. So it's going to be fun. It's going to be a blast. Hope is now an annual event. And I can hardly wait. It's going to be fun. St. John's University again. It worked out so well last time. We want to keep it going and build, make it grow. Think about what you want to do in the future, and you don't have to wait 2 years anymore, which, a lot of people felt inconvenienced by that, because who knows where you're going to be in 2 years. But 1 year, it's kind of easy to say I'll be around next year as well. All right. Hope.net is the website, and we'll be updating that in the week ahead. 802-321-4225 is our phone number. And, of course, you can write to us, oth@2600.com. Any questions about anything you've heard tonight? Or if you happen to have a spare TSPS console lying around, let us know that, too, and we'll pass the word on to Rebel. 802-321-4225.
Phone lines are open. Operators are standing by.
For what it's worth, just Rebel has fans in the chat. People who, someone said I would go to Hope just to get a peek at Rebel.
Yeah, people have been saying that for years, actually. But there's a lot more to see, though, than just that. But it's I'm sure that could be thrilling, too. We hope to see you there.
Yeah, I saw him at Hope doing like a forced entry tutorial, like opening a door with like some kind of large heavy object, or like a pry bar or something. It was pretty intense.
That's not exactly lockpicking, is it?
Well, it's a sort of lockpicking.
It's sort of a breaking and entering, at least what it sounds like, just using whatever. You could kick the door too. Sometimes that works.
We have a phone call.
All right then. Good evening. The mute button is your friend, Rob.
Sorry.
Yeah, scared me. Good evening. You're on Off the Hook Overtime. Was that a joke, Kyle?
I think so, because it came through as eye doctors.
You just get me to listen to the theme. All right, 802-321-4225. What, we got a spam call? Was that what that was? Eye doctors? Why are they calling at 8:37 at night?
Your best guess is mine.
Which I can see because my eyes work fine, so you shouldn't be calling me at all. 802-321-4225, and we'll wait a couple of minutes, and then we'll just go on our merry way.
Maybe have some refreshments.
Yeah, refreshments are always nice.
We'll talk about how this went. Those phone lines are still open.
Rob, you're reaching for the air. Does that mean you have something to say?
Yeah, while we're waiting for a phone call, we were talking about Hulu on our radio hour, and I'll tell a quick story about my favorite thing about Hulu, which is when it first started, and it was just a web browser thing and a way to watch old shows and movies and stuff, and of course they put ads in them, and I was an avid user, I enjoyed it, but the same ads kept being shown to me. And I don't know what their algorithms were like, but there were three categories of ads that I was getting and nothing else. One category was beer and alcohol products. One category was shampoo and hair products. And one category was cars. And I have no driver's license and never have. I'm a lifelong teetotaler and I am bald headed. So Hulu knew nothing about me. And is it any wonder Disney had to come along and buy them?
Wow. We have a phone call?
Well played. Yes, we do.
Okay, I'm going to get to him in 1 second. I just got this alert on my phone from the New York Times. This is kind of what we were talking about just now, but it's really phrased in a strange way. Trump inauguration runs out of perks for big donors. Oh, poor Trump. Trump inauguration people, you ran out of perks because you have so many big donors. The president-elect has raised more than $170 million for his swearing-in. An inaugural record, as wealthy Americans flock to curry favor with him, and some give money even without the prospect of VIP access. Yeah, that sound you hear is a lot of sucking up going on. And this is the most pathetic thing I think I've ever seen. Wow. I always knew that, you know, rich people were pathetic, but this shows you how pathetic they are. They're this scared that they have to do this. What exactly do you need money for swearing in? $170 million for his swearing in. What is the money for? Is this for like valet parking or something? I mean, what do you need all that money for just to be sworn in? You show up, you place your hand on the Bible, you say your name, some other stuff, and that's it. Go home. Which unfortunately is the White House. I didn't bring that up. The phone told me this just now. Let's take a phone call. Good evening. You're on Off the Hook Overtime. Go ahead.
Hello, everyone. This is Johnny Fusion.
Hey, Johnny Fusion. How are you?
Good. I was on top of this Facebook transparency policy that they got, right, where they said it's okay to call someone mentally ill.
Okay. Johnny, can I stop you for a second? Are you on a train?
Yes, I am.
Ah, I could tell. All right. Thank you. Continue.
So you can call somebody mentally ill based on gender, identity, and sexual orientation, right? And they use the examples, such as the common religious or conservative discussion around homosexuality. And they use the term transgenderism, which isn't actually a thing. It's just something right-wingers say. But here's the thing. They just said it's for any, or you can call someone mentally ill based on their orientation and gender expression. They didn't say you had to be one of the marginalized ones. So to test the new moderation, I made posts calling cisgender and heterosexual people mentally ill and deluded. And we'll see if this evenly applies.
And that's the world we're going to be living in.
Someone finally said it.
Yeah, well, you know, we've suspected it for a while. Can you hear us, Johnny, on that train there?
Yeah, I can hear you. Good. I got your question.
But yeah, it's going to be interesting. But you know, I think if we make it as difficult as possible and challenge it at every turn, at least we can have some fun with it and with the people that will no doubt piss off to no end.
Right. Well, I'm going to go
What train are you on? Is that BART? Is that a Metro? It's BART? He said it was BART, right?
I believe he said BART.
Yeah, that's BART. Listen to that. Listen to that tunnel.
There's carpet on the floor, right?
You're underground, too. I can tell.
Wow.
Yeah. Wow. Well, not next week, but later, Friday.
Okay.
Sounds good.
All right. Good hearing from you. Get home safe. By all means, call us from Mass Transit if you so choose. 802-321-4225. Sounded like a fast train, too, you know? Sounded like he was getting somewhere.
Yeah, that was a good gallop.
That was good. I was impressed. Okay. So we have room, I think, for one more call if we get it. Wait a couple of minutes. Anyone else have anything they want to say?
802-321-4225. 802-321-4225.
You were really hoping there'd be a call by the time you finished that, weren't you? Now you still have to keep talking because I'm tired of hearing my voice.
We have a phone call.
We have a phone call. Oh, what joy.
Okay.
And good evening. You're on Off the Hook Overtime. Go ahead.
Hi, Emmanuel. It's Bobcat.
Hey, Bobcat. How are you?
Factual reporting. Did anybody ever report that Captain Crunch was abusing young boys when he went to hacker conferences?
I'm sure people said things like that, but
I don't know. Skipped your attention.
I believe we spoke about it on this program.
There was an article in CNET. It was CNET or CNN about John trying to persuade young boys to go up to his room for an energy tune-up.
Okay, now, well, you know,
I've been in front of the hotel.
Okay, we're not going to assassinate a character here, based on things that have been said in the past, and this was something that we dealt with, and we issued a blanket ban for that person for accusations that were made. I can't see any reason to rehash this now. Am I wrong? Does anybody want to talk about this?
We definitely spoke about it when we banned him from the conference on this program. Yeah.
Okay. So I don't know what else we can do about it now. I really don't. But as soon as we find out about something, we act on it. Right?
Yeah. And you can make a distinction. I mean, in some circles, this may have been something that people were observing at one time or another, but it has to be widely understood, and I think that there were a lot of rumors and things that led up to the actual accusations that you might be speaking of, but that didn't involve us in the same way.
Don't drag us into this. We as soon as we heard about it, we did something about it.
Yeah, and it may have been, you know, your running joke or something, but we can't, you know, take what people are saying in some circles and then, like E said, turn it into assassinating a character.
I think we're the only conference that did something about it too, by the way.
Yeah.
I might be wrong about that. Might be other conferences I did, but I know we
when the story came out with further detail, yeah.
Yes, Gail, go ahead.
Oh, no, I'm just apparently on the wiki, at least 4 hacking and security-related conferences have banned him.
Okay. I'm just not comfortable, you know, talking about a person like this and how many people have banned him. It's something that we dealt with, so we don't have to keep talking about it in a public forum, do we? Something that doesn't involve us anymore? No? Someone say something. I mean, you know, you want to talk about this all night long, I'll sit back and listen.
Yeah, I don't know that there's more to be said on this point. Not about this case.
Okay. 802-321-4225. If anybody has anything else to say, go ahead. And good evening. You're on Off the Hook Overtime. Go ahead.
I was just trying to respond to the earlier commenter who was saying something about Trump wouldn't have won if we ignored him.
Sure, go ahead.
And I just think Trump would have won regardless. I just think, first of all, I mean, a lot of, this whole Trump winning, there's a lot of rehashing going on, and everybody's blaming this and blaming that. I just think, first of all, I think the world in general is moving to the right. I was in Austria last month, and there's a very, very far-right government that's about to take over the country that hasn't been in power in decades. I mean, the same thing is happening in France. The same thing is happening in several countries. I think just in general, I think it's, the world is tilting towards the right.
Yeah, so, I've noticed that.
I don't know. I don't think there's anything that would have been done differently. Plus, we, you know, the Democrats have a likable candidate, you know, and that's about it. I don't think, you know, ignoring Trump or all that stuff, you know, I'm just tired of hearing these different excuses every day. Every day I turn on the news, there's somebody saying, well, they lost because of this or all the...
Right. You're so right about that. There's so much finger pointing. And, you know, there's one reason why Trump won. It's because more people voted for him. You know, and it just so happened to coincide with the Electoral College this time. But fact is, more people voted for him. It's on the people who voted for him. Everybody else, you know, yeah, it could have been better, but, you know, it wasn't bad. And if that many people really believed Trump deserved the second chance, not much we could have done to prevent that. And now it's on them, whatever happens from this point. So I don't want to hear any excuses, you know, when everything gets completely screwed up. And hey, maybe I'll be wrong, and then I'll look like a fool in 4 years if we even survive that long. but right now, you know, it's Democrats can breathe and maybe restructure themselves and have more exciting people. That would be great. But I'm not blaming them for not convincing us. How much convincing do you need? It was all there. You know, all the evidence was there. And when you lay out the evidence, you're not supposed to lay out the evidence. That's inappropriate. You're going to give them more power. People just want us to shut up all the time. And if you listen to them, you never get to say what's on your mind. And if you say what's on your mind and they vote anyway for the guy, well, then that's their problem. It's going to be our problem, too. But they're the ones that brought this upon us. And we can't forget that. We will not forget that. Let's see what happens and let's try to stay sane.
Yeah, all these things he's threatening to do now. I mean, he said all this before. Like, it's not like he's just saying it now. Like, taking over Greenland.
What the hell is up with that? Oh, my God. Greenland, Panama, Canada. He's out of his damn mind. He hasn't even taken office yet. Can you imagine on the 20th? I don't know. I just hope something or somebody steps in to put some kind of guardrail up, because the guy is, he's lost it. He never had it, really, but he's lost whatever little he did have.
Anyway, I enjoyed your show. Thanks for taking my call.
Thanks. And where are you calling from?
Queens, New York.
Oh, another Queens call. Wow. Okay, cool. Yeah. Thanks for your call.
Thanks.
Two calls from Queens in one night. Wow, that's something.
And that's not even including us.
Well, you didn't call, but yeah, you're there.
Well, we're just always connected. Okay, I would like to say something publicly.
Stand back, everybody.
So, first of all, we are using slow mode on the YouTube chat.
What does that mean?
It means that you cannot comment frequently. You're slowed down. You can't comment more than once every 30 seconds. This prevents people from spamming our chat. It's not because we're fascists, and it's not censorship.
No, we know that.
I know that we know that. I want to make sure that it's clear for everyone, so I'm saying it publicly.
You're saying it slow, too. Is that part of the slow motion? I don't use this. It's
no, that's not part of the slow mode. That's just, I want to make sure I am very, very clear
right
now. There has been an accusation that someone was muted on a phone call because you didn't want to hear what they had to say. And that person is about to be banned from our chat.
Oh, good. Okay. You know, I'm sick of people that just want to cause issues and just want to dredge up crap. And, you know, if you don't want to do that, then you're part of the problem. Fine. Part of the problem then. But, you're not going to be part of our problem. So, fine. Do whatever you have to do.
All right. Just, again, Banhammer in full effect. No, we don't have to do this.
Don't have to do what? Ban people or do the whole show?
We don't have to have the live chat.
Oh no, we don't.
On overtime.
Look, remember, I argued against the live chat.
I know you did.
Because people get distracted. Look how distracted you are by a live chat. We should be talking amongst ourselves. Let the chatters chat away, and whatever happens, happens. But I wouldn't even look at it. I don't look at it. I have no idea what's going on there. Don't care.
I'm sure
it's not that I don't care about the people. I'm doing this. All right, and this takes a lot of concentration and, you know, trying to address certain points and stuff like that. But the points have to have a point, you know, and if we're just going to dig our tires into the mud, there's no point to that. And I'm going to move on.
Yeah. And I think there's ways to talk about sensitive things like, you know, in the abstract and in, you know, pretty productive ways.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, I'm sure we'll get better at insights around socializing and how we treat one another. And,
well, it's interesting how taboo. Everything we're saying about the toxicity of social media is being proven right in front of us.
Yeah. And it's very interesting how we're framing and what things we choose to and how we choose to characterize them.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
All right. 802-321-4225. If you have something constructive or interesting to say, we'll definitely open up the phone lines. 802-321-4225. But we're running out of time.
So if you'd like to talk about hacking or telephony or taboos, please.
Looks like Rob wants to talk about something. Go ahead, Barb.
And also, just while we're waiting, just a big thank you to everyone who supported BAI over the winter fundraiser. I think we started to mention this on the radio hour, but it went really well for the station. And morale at the station is at a high. It's everyone's feeling good. Everyone is ready to, I think, do 65 more years of this.
Yeah, let's jump right in. I'm so stoked. Alex, did you have something as well?
While we were waiting for a caller, I was going to say, you know, what the hell has anybody heard about the drone? About the drones?
Stop hitting the microphone with your hand. The one time you have a working microphone tired. And you can't keep your hands off it. Good God.
Well, I'm not used to it being there. This is the problem.
I'm not used to being able to hear you, but fortunately, yeah.
Yeah. But anyhow, I'm wondering what the hell's going on with the drones? I haven't heard anything.
Well,
has anybody heard anything?
You know, I think when we did our drone show, we were talking about all this. In fact, that was the call-in show. We pretty much said, I know I said, I think people agree with me, that it was just going to fade away because people are going to stop looking up at the sky as much and just will become used to whatever is up there like they were before. And the ammunition for blaming Biden somehow for this will run out.
Yes.
And, you know, I think that's where we are. I really do.
As the Kurgan from Highlander used to say, it's better to burn out than to fade away.
Okay, I'm not sure that's true, but yeah, sure. We have a phone call, Kyle?
Yes.
Okay, good evening. You're on Off the Hook Overtime. Go ahead.
I'm not Rebel, but here's a couple of hacking things that you can enjoy.
You can be Rebel, and you can not be Rebel, and you're fine. So don't worry about that. Go ahead.
Hoy, Emmanuel.
All right, that's good.
So anyway,
that's not bad.
Okay.
out of curiosity, where are you calling from?
I'm calling from what is soon to be my ex-office in the Connecticut.
Okay, cool.
If you need any cables or printers or something, I'm throwing out like $1 million worth.
Wow, okay. Do you have a TSPS console in there?
You need a VT100? You can get on a console. You can figure it out yourself.
Yeah, I don't think that's it. But okay, so what's on your mind? Go ahead.
Okay, so let's see. The hack today is you are not using an Android phone for your Google Voice number that has auto lock turned on. Because you can go to android.com/lock. Put in anybody's phone number, and it will lock their screen. and will warn them that, that somebody locked their screen, and they will have no goddamn idea what the hell is going on.
Wow.
So this sounds like a security feature if you lose your device or something, and you're saying you can activate it, which someone right. that is in possession of the device might just not really realize that it's been activated, maybe find it annoying and just enter their code and move on.
Well, they're going to have the code, so it's going to be like, what the hell is going on?
Yeah, why am I getting
it? And
a,
it's like one of these warnings, like somebody asked for a password reset.
Exactly.
Did you do this? Ignore it. You know, but sure. you do have to actually unlock your phone. So I'm guessing you're either using the web app or an iPhone.
So hang on. You go on a website to do this, and you have to
Android.com/lock. Yes. Go right there and right now. You have my phone number. You can lock my phone.
Well, okay, but what I don't understand is you don't have to enter a password or anything?
No.
So I can just lock anyone's phone whose phone number I have was an Android phone. That's what you're saying.
If you know that it's an Android phone and they have remote lock turned on, you can't wipe it. You can't destroy it.
Okay.
But you can lock it. And they have to enter their whatever code, their screen code.
Well, I mean, how are they going to know? Because, you know, my phone, after a few minutes, I have to do that anyway because it the screen locks, right? So how would they know that's not just what happened?
They wouldn't know unless the Android system told them your phone has been remotely locked, which it does.
Oh, okay. Well, that sounds like fun. I'd give it the website out one more time for our listeners.
Android.com/lock.
All right.
Get it.
Well, I know how I'm spending my night.
Okay. Now I have another one, which is I'm here in the office. I've got a damaged radio that I'm trying to tune into something that I can hear, and I tuned into an NPR station, you know. Or it might have been even BAI. And then I hear the noise from the emergency alert system.
Uh-oh.
And, okay. And so, you know, it's an automated announcement. But right before I heard the tone, I heard, this is Clay and Buck. Okay, do you know who Clay and Buck are?
No, I don't think so.
A talk radio, WOR.
Okay.
Conservative. Okay, so I hear on like WBAI, Clay and Buck, saying they're Clay and Buck, and then the emergency announcement. Okay, now there was an interesting show on that, so I tuned down the dial, and I was listening for a few seconds. Then I heard again, Clay and Buck pop up, and then the emergency broadcasting system. Emergency alert system it is now.
Right.
Now, back in the day, Bernie S. could explain this perfectly, but there was like a main station that would start the broadcast. The other stations would listen to that station. But you could sit in the parking lot of the radio station, key up your mic, and start an emergency broadcast system spreading across the nation because the stations were listening to each other to authenticate that it was a valid emergency. Now, apparently, the AES, the emergency alert system, does something similar. It's copying stuff from station to station.
Right.
And it accidentally played about 5 to 10 seconds, either before or after. It was like,
okay, now that you've
explained before.
Right.
And a Viagra ad after that.
Yeah, now that but you've explained like, I think
WBAI.
I think I know what happened. Is the station that you were tuned to is a relay of WOR. They sent out the EAS alert. And sometimes, depending on what kind of test it is, the receiving station will play some audio from both before and after the EAS alert. And that's what you probably heard. And it probably sounded kind of crappy because it was AM. And that would explain why you heard those particular people on a different frequency. I'm not sure if it was BAI. You said you're in Connecticut. I'm not sure our signal comes in.
That was one of the stations. I think that was the one I was listening to at the time. The first time it started, but I tuned down the dial, and it happened over and over and over.
Yeah, it sounds like you were following the EAS alert. It must have been a regional or a state or a national alert, even.
New York State. New York State alert. It said.
Okay. All right. Interesting.
But I mean, if I'm listening to BAI, I don't need to listen to Clay and Buck.
for even a second.
No, that was weird. That's that was just a real chance occurrence, I guess.
Well, this is a flaw. I can imagine ways to fuck with everybody by little snippets before and after that announcement.
Well, if you can generate them, sure.
This is real. There's nuclear weapons coming from Korea.
Yeah, if you were doing like a radio drama about a real life nuclear event, and the EAS alert went out in the middle of somebody screaming about how this is really happening, that could be interesting. That could be really interesting.
Now you can do this any day of the week, because as many comedians pointed out, that on 9/11, nobody did the EAS thing. There's no tones anywhere. We're just like, run away.
Yeah, you know, I remember on that day wondering that myself, why, I think it was EBS at the time, why that wasn't activated, because that certainly seemed like something worthy of activating the emergency alert system for.
It couldn't help. That's the problem. Speaking of Jim Vincenzo.
Yes, our Jim.
Jim. Mm-hmm. He was there on 9/11. He got off the subway. He was going to a job interview, apparently, and he stepped out of the subway station and looked up to see a plane smashing into the tower over his head, and he got back on the train and went back to New Jersey.
And he told that story on our show the week after.
He got there safely.
Yeah.
Like, wow.
Yeah. Well, definitely miss him. Definitely miss him a lot. Hey, thanks so much for your call. Thanks for these interesting technological tidbits there.
We'll have something again later.
Okay, great.
Okay, have a happy new year and pay attention to actual facts.
Yes.
Thank you very much.
Thank you for that. It's nice to end on a bit of sanity, don't you think, Gila?
Certainly is. And a bunch of people in the chat all just tried it themselves. And I can mention that someone not in the chat tried it himself too. I'm an iPhone user. Doesn't really help me. But lots of people tried it. So I want to thank the most recent caller for bringing everybody back up.
So phones are being locked all over the country now.
Yeah, it's there's a setting in an Android phone to enable remote lock. It's a theft protection option, and so you can enable this thing if you want to. You can disable it if you want to. But I tried it with remote lock disabled, and it didn't work. Obviously, I tried it. I enabled it and then tried it again, and yes, it immediately locks your screen. It lets you know that your device was locked remotely. And if I were a thief looking at my phone, I might have been disappointed.
So hold on, it tells you if you were able to lock somebody's phone. It tells you
that. It doesn't tell you on the website, but it tells you on the phone that the phone has been locked remotely.
Okay, all right. Because if it told you on the website, then that would really make it worth people spending time on, saying, hey, I got another one, you know. But you don't know if you've actually locked somebody's phone. In fact, you can probably put in any phone number. It won't even tell you if you're calling a landline or trying to lock a landline or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Interesting. I'll play with it, see what we can find out. But that's a cool little thing. And that's exactly the kind of thing we should be talking about. You know, fun phone numbers. All right. Any final words from anybody before we sign off?
Just keep warm, everyone.
Yeah, they wouldn't have thought of that, Rob. Thank you for that. That's it's 20 degrees outside, but let's try something more comfortable.
Yeah, just have a good time, because it's all just really fun. It's just so fun right now.
Yeah, let's frolic in the snow.
Yeah, yeah.
When it comes, and it's going to come better.
It's going to come.
Yeah.
The humanity of everyone on the other side of your screen, just, you know, keep that in mind. When there is, in fact, when they're not AI bots.
Okay. Well, I care about bots too, you know. They have feelings. Well, they can be programmed to have feelings.
Do they, though?
Yeah.
Was that a phone call?
Yes, but we're done with phone calls, Alex. We're finished.
You sure?
Yes, we're finished.
Yeah.
After 9. We usually finish at 9.
Usually when we take that last one, it's a good one.
Oh, I'm sorry. You're muted again somehow, Alex. Because I like to control what everybody says. You know that's right.
Yeah. Yep. It is a theme for the evening. Yep, no doubt.
All right. So any other we're going to do the call-in show next week. That's going to be fun. On BAI. And ticket sales for Hope coming next Thursday, a week from tomorrow. Our email address, oth@2600.com. Oh, yeah, we finally we combined digital and paper subscriptions. We've been asking about that since forever. And we had a team of people working on that, and we finally figured it out. And it's up online now. So that was fun. That was fun.
Stay beautiful, be kind to yourself and others.
It's a nice sentiment to end on. We will see you next week. No overtime next week. Overtime in 2 weeks. And good night, everyone.